Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:50 on a Thursday evening in Lansing, listening to the rain coming down on the roof of the studio. By the way, that $10 Proust Pets gift certificate still available. You can also, by calling us, you'll also be signed up for the running for this grand prize. It's these two Sun Country Airlines tickets and $250 in cash. Number is 393-3700. Please give us a call. So, okay, it's well known that being a caregiver can be a daunting task, but a new study finding that there are some key factors that heighten caregivers' stress when they assist their ailing parents or loved ones. To find out what those are and to find out if there's anything that can be done to minimize the stress, I'm joined by the lead author of the study, Min Young Kwok, a doctoral candidate of sociology at the University of Michigan, and Barrett Ingersoll Dayton. He's a University of Michigan professor of social work. Thank you both for joining us on WILS this evening. If you're there. Are you there, Min Young?
Hi.
Hello, how are you? And is Barrett there also?
I am.
Okay, well, hello. Thank you both for joining us. So let me ask you first, when you're doing this kind of a study, how do you actually gauge the level of stress that a caregiver is experiencing? Is it mostly self-reporting?
Yes. The study that we have done has the caregiver talking about the kinds of stresses that they're experiencing. Exactly.
Okay, Barrett, tell me, though, what are the primary factors that make the stress of caregiving even more stressful?
That could be the parents' needs for care, like parents' impairments, right, and they need a lot of care, hands-on care, that really increase caregiver stress. And our study also looked at some environment of caregivers' family conflict. So if caregivers have a greater family conflict, then they are more likely to be stressed and strained.
Okay, I'm trying to get a sense of it. Barrett, now, what exactly is this issue then? The family dynamics play a key role in the stress?
Yes, we think it plays a very important part in the process. In our study, we were looking at the different kinds of relationships that seem to contribute to family conflict. And one of them was the fact that whether or not you had a sibling. So sibling relationships actually seem to enhance family conflict.
I see. Now, Barrett, you actually are coming through much more clear, so I'd like you to answer these questions. Now, that's very interesting. So you'd think a sibling would be able to help, maybe take some time to help the parent while the other one takes a break. Is it clear why it is that having a sibling involved increases the stress?
Well, I think can go both ways. Just as you say, that siblings can work together collaboratively in order to be able to help each other. That is the ideal. But we often hear from the people who we're talking to, the caregivers, that in fact their relationships with their siblings make it more difficult for them to collaborate. And what we think is going on there is that there's a lack of equity, a lack of equality in what different siblings are contributing, which makes some caregivers end up feeling quite angry, feeling if let's say their sibling is not helping, they may feel angry at that sibling. Some siblings feel guilty because they know they're not helping as much. And so that relationship among the siblings seems to be key in caregivers' abilities to feel good about their collaboration.
Now, in terms of the relationship the caregiver has with the person they're caring for, Barrett, tell me, is there anything in that dynamic that seems to increase the stress level on the caregiver?
Could you ask your question again? I'm not quite sure if I understand what you're
sure.
saying.
Sure. I mean, we're looking at different factors. So at this point, siblings involved can actually increase stress on the caregiver. What are the other factors? Do any of them involve the actual interaction between the caregiver and the person they're caring for in terms of the factors that are increasing stress?
I think that's a very key factor, absolutely. Just before you called, Yin Young and I were talking about the importance of history and how the history of the relationship can play a very important role in how caregivers and their care recipients either have a good relationship or not. Yin Young, as you may guess, is from Korea, and she was telling me that in Korea, it's often the daughter-in-law who provides most of the care. And what's very interesting is the way in which the history between the daughter-in-law and her in-laws has been when she was a young married woman. If she's experienced a lot of support and nurturance from her in-laws, she's more likely to be able to give that same kind of support and nurturance later in life.
I mean, do we often see caregivers burning out and giving up and saying, I cannot stand this anymore?
I would say what we see is certainly caregivers experiencing burden. Caregiving can be a very difficult, demanding kind of career. We talk about the care work that people do on the one hand. On the other hand, caregiving can be an opportunity to reciprocate for help that we have gotten as children from our parents. We hear people talk about the fact that caregiving can be a time of really providing meaning to the caregiver, a sense of direction, a sense of helpfulness. I don't think we hear of too many caregivers just literally giving up.
Well, so, sometimes I'm guessing it's not an option, unfortunately. But one last thing, if you know of a caregiver, you want to help, you want to relieve some of the stress, is there, from the studies you've done, is there any particular thing that really especially beneficial to caregivers in reducing the stress that they in many ways can't avoid?
I think if caregivers can ask for help and get help from either family members or professionals, Yin Young and I are both social workers, so, you know, if social workers can be of help, oftentimes we can provide support to caregivers. Making sure that caregivers have some time for themselves so that they don't burn out, so that they can enjoy their own life. And setting aside time for doing care planning and including the older adult in that care planning can all be ways in which caregivers can continue to feel good about the work that they're doing without burning out.
Is most of the time a caregiver the sole person running the show, and is it oftentimes an almost 24-hour responsibility then?
I think we do see instances in which caregivers are the single person who's providing help. But we also, that might be, you know, maybe half of the caregivers, but we also see caregivers having backup help from other family members, and also we see caregivers working as a team. And I think that's what we want. Our message would be that caregivers should, if at all possible, be a part of a team of family members and professionals who are working together to provide care.
Barrett Ingersoll Dayton, a University of Michigan professor of social work, and Min Young Kwok, a doctoral candidate in sociology at the University of Michigan. Thank you both for joining us on WILS.
You're welcome.
And that is it. We're wrapping it up. For feedback, send us an email. It's ccrecap@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of the interviews. Let us know what you think of the topics. Are there things that we should be covering that you'd like to hear more about? We'd certainly be happy to reach out there and bring someone on the program. Otherwise, any thoughts you have, always helpful to hear from you. Again, ccrecap@gmail.com. For all the interviews, if you want to hear them online, they're always available on our website, 1320wils.com. Otherwise, today's program has been produced by Andre Holgate, another smooth and well-polished program. And we're back tomorrow. It'll be Friday at 6 p.m. as usual, right here on 1320 WILS. Have a good night.